All right, 8:41 on this Friday morning. If you want to see some softball tomorrow, support a great cause. The second annual Blue Water Recovery Classic is tomorrow. This is a softball tournament for people in recovery, and they did this last year, and it was a big success. So they said, "Let's do it again this year." Patrick Patterson is here with BW Rock. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Oh, great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And what does BW Rock stand for? ROC.
That's Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center.
All right, fantastic. So you guys are kind of the driving force behind putting on this tournament, right?
Absolutely. It's hosted by Blue Water Recovery and Outreach Center in conjunction with Operation Transformation and Blue Water Area Churches.
And Mike Halapy as well. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
What does it take to put on a tournament like this?
A lot of time and effort and people that love to play softball.
There you go. Now, were you involved with this last year?
I was.
So how did this idea first come about?
Well, one of our friends had the idea, the notion to start a team. It was made aware to us that there were actually recovery teams around the state, and we wanted one too here in Port Huron, so we started a team. It's been going on for 3 years now, and our team has gotten better, more organized, and closer.
And you decided, let's bring all these teams from Michigan together, invite them all to Port Huron, to Knox Field to play all day. And that's what happened last year. That's what's going to happen again tomorrow, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
What a great event.
This year, we've got a ton of corporate sponsors for our tournament, too. The community has just embraced us open arms, and we're so grateful for that this year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of time and energy has been put into this, Paul. We have a funding team that we put together to go around and get corporate sponsors in order to make something like this happen and be successful at it. It's not just about putting on a tournament for ourselves. This is not about us. This is about the recovery community, putting a face and a voice to those in recovery. Each major metropolitan city across the state of Michigan has about one to two teams that represent that city. And we may get together once a month in another city and play a tournament, and it's sort of like a unofficial league. So we've got teams from Midland, Bay City, Flint, Lansing, Macomb that all come together. For example, Soberfest was played in July. That consisted of 16 teams all coming together with one commonality, and that's sobriety. And we play each other, and Vision Quest, that's a team that we represent in the city of Port Huron. We have two teams in the city of Port Huron, so, Vision Quest, and the other team has given themselves an unusual name. They call themselves the Rejects. So we play each other, our Vision Quest team happens to be pretty good. We compete each tournament for first, second, or third, and we're hoping to do the same this weekend. And it's just a beautiful cause to support the recovery community. And we've been just experiencing an overwhelming amount of support and love from not just the recovery community, but the community as a whole.
Oh, that's important. That's important to the recovery process, isn't it?
It sure is. It makes us, addiction, we can get so low on our self-esteem, society, I felt, that society rejected me, and I just found myself isolating more and more by myself. And when I found recovery, it created a new identity for myself. I wasn't defined by my addiction anymore, but I'm defined by recovery, and that's a beautiful thing. And so I'm not sitting and isolating. I'm not sitting in the shadows anymore. We're out there. This tournament that we play in, there's much more to it than just playing a tournament. What goes involved in the prelude to that is, we get together a couple times a week and practice. We have a group chat that we constantly communicate on almost daily, and so the camaraderie that's involved in this. These are people that before they came into recovery were broken. With broken lives, and this is a time where we're in repair. And so getting together, if you looked at our team from the outside, you may not think that these are great individuals to society. And we are. We've got tattoos, piercings everywhere, and so it's real easy to judge that. And until you get to know the team and the beautiful people in recovery, you wouldn't think that we pray before every inning. You know, you wouldn't look at us and say that's the team that prays before every inning. You know, granted, we may smoke a lot of cigarettes. That happens in the recovery community, but it's been such an incredible blessing. God's been very good to us, and he continues to look out for us every day. And we're in a world right now where we live in that miracles just continue to happen every day.
Well, you're not just a softball team. You're a support team to one another, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Mike, you want to elaborate?
Absolutely. I've recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind. And softball was one of the major vehicles that have helped get me to where I'm at now. And the people on the softball team and the interactions I've had with the community because of the softball team has just been so instrumental in my life. I get to feel a part of something, you know, that's more than myself. It's a team. And there's been bumps and bruises along the way where I fell short on the diamond or had to sit out a couple innings or whatever. But it's helped me grow for sure, and I'm grateful for that. And some of the things we do as a team to help the community are really a huge role in this whole process as well, getting out there and digging into some of the nooks and crannies of the community looking for sponsorship for the tournament has really opened my eyes just to see how embracing this community's been to us, and we're just so grateful for that and to get to be a part of that right now.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't in recovery and will never be in recovery, but they just sort of live their lives day to day, and they don't really get to know much about their community, and they don't really get to know how supportive the community is and can be. But you really have seen that firsthand, haven't you?
We have, and this is the second year for the tournament. We'd like to keep this going, you know, year after year after year. This year we're going to have bounce houses at our tournament. Project Operation Transformation, all of the churches in Port Huron have been so kind to donate their time and services and all of the food for our tournament. We see this thing getting bigger and bigger every year. Because of the community support.
Well, you're already just in your second year, and it's already gotten pretty big. The second annual Blue Water Recovery Classic is tomorrow, a co-ed recovery softball tournament starting at 8:30 is the first game. So you're going to be going all day at Knoxfield. I got to ask you, with all these teams coming in from around Michigan, who are some of the teams to watch for? Who are some of the good teams out there?
Our team. Team Midland better watch out. That's
okay.
All I got to say.
All right. Was that a little rivalry you got going there?
Yeah.
All right.
We talk smack all week on Snapchat with them guys.
That's great. Yeah. Sounds like fun. And everybody's welcome to come and watch, right?
Everybody's welcome to come. It's, you know, and that's the environment we're trying to create is not just people that play softball, but that's why we have we have three bounce houses, big bounce houses, too, provided by Zone Productions out in Emily City. Great company out there. And we've been blessed to have, you know, nearly 40 sponsors for this tournament. States Painting, Meyer, McLaren, Port Huron, Michigan Mutual, Wright Plastic Products, just to name a couple. And they've been, the energy that's been put into this, like Mike talked about earlier, what people don't realize is that this is not our day job to put this tournament on. To get nearly 40 corporate sponsors, talk about the energy and how many companies you're meeting with. And Mike Halopy has another full-time job. And so he gets up in the morning and volunteers his efforts along with the funding team to go out and find those corporate sponsors and then goes to work, you know, for 8 to 10 hours at noon, starting at noon. And wow. So that's an incredible amount of effort to be put into this in the last 3 months. This started about 3 months ago as our softball campaign that we started seeking corporate sponsors out. But what it's allowed us to do is have bounce houses at the tournament. We've got nearly $500 to $1,000 in giveaways donated from Meyer. That we're going to be passing out at noon. So everybody that comes to the tournament is going to be given a raffle ticket, and Q Country will be broadcasting live from 11 to 1 that day, or tomorrow. And at noon, the DJ, Matt, from Matt in the Morning, will be giving out the prizes. We've got, what, 20 to 30 giveaways. So we've got some adult prizes, kids and kids prizes, boys and girls. And so he'll raffle those off, but it's free. Everybody's going to be given a ticket when they come to the event. We've got a great venue that has a splash pad. It's got a nice playground with a pavilion. And we've got companies that will be set up underneath the pavilion. We're going to be providing free hot dogs and hamburgers that day. And it's just a nice day to come out and support the Vision Quest, the two teams representing Port Huron.
Vision Quest and the Rejects. So
I could tell you how Rejects got their name. Well, we have tryouts for our team.
Oh, okay. I see where this is going.
We're all friends, though. But
I see where this is going. All right. Well, good luck to everybody. It sounds like it's going to be a fun day at Knoxfield tomorrow, starting as early as 8:30. So you can spend all day out there. And you're going to have perfect weather tomorrow. It's going to be like sunny and 70 degrees.
God's been blessing us.
Doesn't get any better than that, guys. Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck tomorrow. Well. Have a lot of fun.
Thanks, Paul.